This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, producers, what would they say? It's tricky business trying to figure out a way to compensate farmers who lose markets due to the Chinese trade dispute. I'll talk about it after this.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Yes, you bet our trade dispute with China, with these retaliatory tariffs, has gotten messy. But perhaps sticky, too, would be a plan to compensate farmers for any financial damage due to what is going on in the trade dispute with China. They talked about it last month in Washington at a Senate Finance Committee hearing, where Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer appeared. Senator Pat Roberts from Kansas said, yes, there has been discussion about some kind of relief for farmers on a case-by-case basis to aid producers affected by trade retaliation, which he joked could be called the Trump tariff payment instead of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Senator Roberts said, we're in a dire fix. We're trying to write a farm bill with a backdrop of severe budget limitations, and we know we have to do that. But Roberts said, if we have to go down the road with special payments in regard to retaliations, in his words, that just adds another dust-up right before the farm bill. Ambassador Lighthizer said the conundrum is that global trading partners continue to take advantage of the U.S. He said, although it's out of his purview to determine what remedies can assist producers domestically, as Lighthizer put it, we have to decide the extent to which we retaliate and the extent to which Congress, in its wisdom, decides there should be programs to deal with this situation where people are unfairly targeted. Reports coming out of Washington say USDA officials have been scrutinizing for several weeks now their authority for some kind of emergency assistance under the Commodity Credit Corporation, and they're trying to match that authority with ways to help a wide array of farm commodities being targeted by China. But it isn't easy, as several of those officials have pointed out in recent interviews. I'll be back after this.